Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
TV Guide Magazine's Matt Rausch is joining us, and we have several shows to talk about that people can take in, including one of my favorites, a new season of Top Chef is back.
Yes, starts tonight. Starts on Thursday on Bravo, and it's an Emmy-winning cooking competition. I think it's the only show of its type that's won an Emmy for Best Reality Competition. That was a number of years ago, but it's still really lots of fun. And this time they're going to a new place, as they often do. This time they'll be in the Bluegrass State. They will be in Kentucky for most of the competition. And the beginning is very much of an iconic Kentucky site. They will do their first challenge at Churchill Downs for like 200 people at a Kentucky Derby party, and they'll have to, you know, scramble and cook some kind of a dish that is reflective of maybe themselves, but also of Kentucky. So I think it'll be a lot of fun. I imagine they will be doing things with bourbon before the whole season is out. But nonetheless, it is one of the more colorful of the cooking competitions. Not quite as relaxing as the Great British Baking Show, which has become an obsession of many. But Top Chef has been around for a while, and it's one thing show I always look forward to coming back. And it'll carry us through the holiday season, I imagine.
All right, now The Flash, is this Flash Gordon, or which superhero are we talking about here?
Well, this is the CW. This is all the thing from the DC Comics. This is The Flash, who is the fastest superhero. That's the guy who runs really fast. So The Flash and Arrow, which is Green Arrow, but it's the Arrow on the CW, and Supergirl on the CW. It's become an annual tradition in December for all of these superhero shows, which pretty much constitute about a half of the CW schedule, that they do crossover episodes and a big epic storyline. And that begins on Sunday, because they're now airing original episodes of CW shows on Sundays now. So it begins with The Flash on a special night. The Flash wakes up in Arrow's body, and Arrow wakes up as Oliver Queen. Or the Arrow wakes up as Barry Allen. So Barry Allen is Oliver, Oliver's Barry. Flash and Arrow are in each other's bodies. They have to go to the world of Supergirl, because the CW lives in this sort of multiverse that hurts my mind to think about. But nonetheless, they go into Supergirl's world to straighten things out. So the episodes begin on Sunday with The Flash, moves to Monday with Arrow, and on it all concludes Tuesday with Supergirl. You will also see their version of Superman. You're going to be introduced to Lois Lane with this big adventure. You're going to get the first look at Batwoman, who's going to be part of their universe as well, who may even get her own spinoff. So yes, it's a big deal for comic book fans, and even though I don't always understand what's going on in these shows, it's probably a good time for those who care.
All right, that is your TV Guide update from Matt Rausch of TV Guide Magazine. Thanks for joining us on KMOX.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.